that he can forgive and that he can restore. And the empty tomb calls you and me to a life of service that brings joy and contentment like no other. Would you say yes to whatever it is that God is asking and calling you to do this morning? I'm going to pray in a few moments. We're going to have a short time of invitation or a long time of invitation, whatever we need. If you need to talk to me, I'd love to talk to you. If you need to pray, man, come please down in the front and pray. If you need to seek someone out in here, to whatever, be open to whatever it is that God would have you to do this morning. Say yes to him. Jesus is alive. God loves you. Jesus is alive. He can forgive you. And Jesus is alive. And it's time to be all in and be ready to do all the things that he calls us to do. Would you bow with me in prayer? God, you're good. God, we thank you so much for how much you love us. We thank you that you conquered sin and death. God, that you love us, that you desire a relationship with us. God, may we turn to you this morning. God, may we ask you for forgiveness. May we seek you. God, may we say yes to whatever level of serving and commitment you would want us to do. Understanding that you're with us and that the things we do are never ever for you are never ever in vain. God, I pray now that we would say yes to you this morning. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand? If you all would be seated just for a second. What a good day. God is good. I think it's absolutely appropriate as we get ready to conclude this service that we have an opportunity as God's people to observe the Lord's Supper together. And just so you know, here at First Christian Church, we practice what is called open communion. And what that means is this, is that anyone who is a follower of Jesus is more than welcome. We ask that you would examine yourself first. Scripture is very clear about that, and then you would partake. What an unbelievable opportunity to remind us of Jesus' sacrifice, of the price that was paid, so that you and I could have our sins forgiven, that you and I could have our relationship to God restored. It says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. It said, On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." He continues to say, in the same way, after the supper, he took a cup, and he said these words, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." In just a few moments, we're going to have an opportunity for you and for me to observe the Lord's Supper. The elements will be passed out, and one of the elders is going to come, and he's going to pray. May you never forget, as we celebrate that Jesus is alive, we all remember that the blood that was shed so that your sin and my sin could be forgiven. As we enter into a time to take the Lord's Supper, may we do so in a worthy way, and may it unite us together, and may it be an unbelievable way to conclude this service this morning.